Yeah, disappointed with that, but the overall performance again I thought was very good, like Saturday. I thought we were a constant threat going forward, and obviously to lose a goal in the dying, well, not even the dying minutes in the injury time is a blow to us.
Harry has, as you say, played well. Keeper had an inspired game in the first half, whereas Harry's could have it really home and dusty, couldn't they, after 45?
Yes, we obviously rued the chances because we had plenty in the first half to have killed it off, and even in the second half we had some good chances to score. But sometimes you don't always get what you want, and obviously when we lost Kyle Storer with, I think it was 10 minutes to go, you know, obviously we had to do a lot of rearranging, and they got a bit of a break at the end where it's deflected off Tom Sharp and gone in. I really feel for the lads because they've done very well tonight.
You look at it, Steve, and yeah, sort of, you'd have taken this position, surely, wouldn't you? Seventh in the table with a quarter of the season gone, you know, knowing that the side are just really starting to gel together now.
Yes, I probably would have done, but you know, you look at the likes of the resources of Grimsby Town Football Club, and they come here tonight to stop us playing, and you know, so we've come a long way in a short time, and that's the strides we've made. We're very, very disappointed because we felt that this game should have been won and the 3 points in the bag, but it wasn't to be.
You look ahead to Kettering on Saturday, Kettering in a new home. Harriers playing, perhaps, you know, some would say, playing with more freedom away from Agborough?
Well, I wouldn't really say that, Steve. I think tonight, you know, the chances went in on Saturday. We've had chances tonight where their keepers pulled off some great saves. And like I say, but sometimes at 1-0, you've got to see the game out. And as I say, you know, a deflected own goal for them to get an equaliser is really hard to take, because I thought we dominated the game today.
There'll be people saying, yeah, so you brought Tommy Wright in for his first run. He looked impressive, didn't he? He's a big, big, powerful, bustling lad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at the young lads who played tonight again, and Jamil Matt, and obviously Luke Medley, you know, it took a lot out of them Saturday. And, you know, they were just sort of, they were blowing a little bit towards the last sort of 20 minutes, so we made some changes there. But, you know, I thought they did terrific again, and we looked a constant threat. I think, you know, Jammer's starting to find his feet at this level. Luke still needs a lot of work doing, but he's a threat, and obviously Nick's on his game at the minute, which is good. And the middle of the park are working well, and all around the pitch really. Again, I thought we did well. Like, it's just obviously disappointing that we haven't got what we deserve tonight.
Many of the people in the press corps, Steve, thought that Carlsruhe was very unfortunate to get a booking for what many thought was a 50-50 challenge, and that obviously, whether or not it played on his mind or not, obviously you're walking a tightrope then.
Well, you're walking.